Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. It's always a pleasure to see your bright, smiling faces and to welcome those who are joining us more remotely. We do have a few announcements. First is that today at 2 p.m., we have our council meeting. Monday from 12 to 1, Food Pantry, we have Shirley Gorman and Linda Morgan as our volunteers for the week. Tuesday here at 10 a.m. is Bible study. All are welcome. Wednesday at 1 p.m., the ELCW meeting. At 5:30 p.m., the youth group will be meeting. Thursday at 2 p.m., the bell choir will be practicing. And next Sunday at 9 a.m., we will hear the handbell choir at our worship service. I also want to thank all of you who have been bringing treats for us for our fellowship time. It's always a delight to see what people are bringing. And also a thank you for those who have been providing food for our youth on Wednesday nights. There are sign-up sheets for both activities in our fellowship area. Please sign up. And an announcement, you would have received something talking about this giving that we plan to do. Dean, can you explain a little bit more what we are doing today?
Why do I have to do it?
Because someone has to.
Okay.
So it's going to be you.
Well, I think everybody that I've talked to, let's see, Michelle, do you have your ballot with you?
No, I don't.
We'll give you one.
This
not
is
a problem.
Why I'm up here in front.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Not to put you on the spot, but I did, didn't I? Well, sharing Sunday came up with the council. We had money in Nels Nielsen Fund, and we need to disperse that outside the church to different organizations. Did I get you? Anyway, we'd like you as a congregation to tell us where this money is going to go. In the past, the council has selected places outside the church for the donations. And we also gave the youth group $500. And we did this several years ago. And it was, as I understand, the youth were very impressed that they could then decide where this money could be used. We thought it was a good idea to get them started young in contributing to organizations that need our help. So we have some answers for this year's.
At the last youth night last Wednesday, I discussed benevolence with them again, and they definitely learned from this experience, so I thank the council for letting them do that. And so they were given $500 to a lot, and I kind of gave them five different choices. And they decided they wanted to give $300 to the ELCA Good Gifts to help somebody share or drill a well somewhere. And then they wanted to give $50 to the Ministerial Food Pantry, $50 to the Ministerial Association, $50 to the Friends Feeding Friends, and $50 to the Family Crisis Center. And so that's what the kids voted for.
Very nice.
We hope to be able to do this in the future, too, and keep these kids on line toward sending out beneficiaries. Anybody have any questions? I think I've talked about everybody. There's a few votes. If you haven't or you are voting right now, you can put them over here in the offertory plate, and we'll pick them up, and the council will look at everything this afternoon and come up with a plan to distribute the money based upon the number of votes.
Thank you so much. And thank all of you for participating in determining how to distribute this benevolence. Please stand as you are able for the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, My Lord, What a Morning. It is number 438.
Thank you.
purpose bring salvation to birth. Give us faith to be steadfast amid the tumults of the world, trusting that your kingdom comes and your will is done through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from the 12th chapter of Daniel. At that time, Michael, the great prince, the protector of your people, shall rise. There shall be a time of anguish, such as has never occurred since nations first came into existence. But at that time, your people shall be delivered, every one who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in reading Psalm 16 responsibly. Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my good above all other.
All my life is to the godly that are in the land. Upon those who are noble among the people.
But those who run after other gods shall have their troubles multiplied.
I will not pour out drink offerings to such gods, never take their names upon my lips.
O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot.
My God is enclosed a pleasant land. Indeed, I have a rich inheritance.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night.
I have set the Lord always before me. Because God is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken.
My heart, therefore, is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope.
For you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see the dead.
You will show me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The second reading is from the 10th chapter of Hebrews. Every priest stands day after day at his service, offering again and again the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, and since then has been waiting until his enemies would be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
According to Mark, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, Lord. As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Do we have some children who want to come forth? Oh, good. How are you this morning? Good. I'm glad to hear that. Has anyone ever tried to trick you? What did they do? You can't really remember, but you remember someone tricked you. How about you? Do you remember a time? Okay. So sometimes there are people who, for some reason or another, they want to trick us or they want to be dishonest. And I know that I had that happen to me just a few weeks ago. Some of you received email messages that purported to be from me, and some of you received text messages that purported to be from me. And guess what? They worked. Someone was pretending to be me. Why anyone would pretend to be me is somewhat beyond me. But someone actually did. And there's a lot of that that goes on today. Do any of you ever receive scam messages? All the time. It's why I don't answer my phone. If my phone shows a number from California that is not familiar to me, because they're trying to sell me something that I don't need. You know, the warranty on my car that's expired? Yeah, that. Solar? Yeah. Like I need that out here. Or all sorts of things. Somehow people are not necessarily honest with us. Are there people that you expect to be honest? A few. Who might you expect to always be honest with you? Your friends? Yeah. I would hope your friends are honest with you. Or if they aren't honest, it's when you ask them questions like, "How do I look in this shirt? I look really good, don't I?" And they don't say, "No, you know, that really does, that color is just, you know." You expect your parents to be honest, right? Okay, and you expect your teachers to be honest with you, right? You expect people in authority to be honest with you. People you trust. What makes you trust people? When they do good things, you learn to trust them. Yeah, sometimes it takes a while for you to learn to trust people, right? If you don't know them, it can take you a while to trust them. Yeah. I've known people who really have a difficult time trusting other people because people have hurt them so much. Have you known people like that? They've had so many people be dishonest with them or try to hurt them that it's hard for them to trust. Any of you know people like that? I know a lot of people like that. And so in our gospel reading today, it tells us that a lot of things are going to be happening that aren't good in the world, right? It says that we are supposed to trust one person. Who's that person we're supposed to trust? God. That's right. We trust God to do what? Okay, to watch over us, to protect us. That even when bad things are happening in the world, we can still trust in God. That's exactly right. All right, let's pray. Oh, good and gracious God, we thank you that you are someone that we can always trust. We trust you to look over us, to guide us, to protect us, even when things are chaotic in the world. Just, Lord, let us hear your voice among all the voices that seek to deceive us. We ask all things in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I decided to look up some of the predictions about the end of the world. I would have printed them out, but it would have taken 29 pages. Because over and over and over in history, people have proclaimed that the end is near. There have even been predictions that the end would come this year. Somehow it hasn't been happening. But some of the doomsday predictions in recent history. Remember the Mayan calendar? How the world was supposed to end on December the 21st of 2012? Because it looked like the Mayan calendar came to an end? Somehow we're still here. The world was supposed to end on October the 21st of 2011, where American radio host Harold Camping had arrived at that date through a series of calculations based on Jewish feast days and the lunar calendar. And he also predicted that on May the 21st, 2011, at precisely 6 p.m., God's elect people would be assumed into heaven in an event that he called the rapture. And those who were not raptured would have to remain on earth to wait for their doom 5 months later. According to media reports, some of his followers quit their jobs, sold their homes, and invested huge amounts of money in publicizing his predictions. When the rapture did not occur, Camping reevaluated the predictions, saying that the event would take place simultaneously with the end of the world. After October 21st of 2011, when we were still here, he stated that, well, no one can know exactly when this is going to happen. Remember Y2K? Can you believe that's almost 22 years ago? Everything was supposed to shut down. Planes were supposed to fall from the sky. And it didn't happen. People sometimes look to Nostradamus and his predictions, saying, well, the end of the world will come, or it will come, or it will come. Or it will come. And somehow, we are still here. At the time of the gospel, Jesus says, all of these stones are going to be torn down as they look at the beautiful temple, as they look at the great and holy city of Jerusalem, as they gaze and wonder at its magnificence. And he says, all of this is going to be torn down. And they ask the same sorts of questions that we would, right? When is this going to happen? And tell us the signs that we need to be looking for. Once again, the wrong questions. Because you'll notice Jesus doesn't tell them precisely when the end is going to come. He doesn't tell them even when Jerusalem will be destroyed, when the temple will be destroyed. He tells them instead to watch, to be aware, to be wary, to be cautious. Because people are going to come to deceive them. We know that in 70 AD... the temple was destroyed. Jerusalem was destroyed. And not a stone was left on stone. We're told that these things must happen, that they are the beginning of the birth pains. Those of us who have had children, or those who have been present when people have had children, or those who've heard the horror stories of when people have had children, know what birth pains are. They're not the end, are they? although you wish that they were, because something much worse comes. The birth pains begin, and you know that there is a change coming. You know that something is going to happen, and you have to get through it to reach a new beginning. And that's what Jesus is talking about. He repeatedly talks about how all things will be made new. All these people who preach doom and gloom, who want to focus on the end times, are forgetting one thing. And that is what we are called to do as Christians. We are called to preach not doom and gloom, but the gospel, the good news of Jesus. I want to turn back to the psalm for today, Psalm 16, which begins, "Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you." As our children correctly stated, God is the one in whom we place our trust. At the very end, it says, "You will show us the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore." What we are being told is that amid all of the chaos that goes on repeatedly, the pathway to life is found in God. Over and over, we've had those predictions of destruction. When the temple was destroyed, wasn't it the end of the world? When Pompeii was destroyed in 79, wasn't that the end of the world? In more recent history, World War I was called what? The war to end all wars. There couldn't possibly be another war after that. Could there? And yet there was. And Y2K and the Mayan calendar and all those other predictions have fallen short. We don't know when the end will come. We see over and over those birth pains as the earth labors, as nations labor to give birth to something new. And that something new, we have no idea when it will come. We have no idea when this earth will end. We have no idea when Jesus will come again. But we do know that Jesus is trustworthy. We know that we can cry out, "Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you," when there is chaos about me. When everything seems to be destroyed, "Lord, I can turn to you, for I know that you will protect me. I know that you will show me the path of life." And when we look at our second reading from Hebrews, it tells us, "Let us consider how to provoke one another to love and to good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day approaching." We are encouraged to meet together as we're doing today, to encourage one another as we are doing today, to encourage one another to reach out to others, to do good deeds as we are doing today with our votes, and to do so all the more as we see the world in chaos as we do today. The pandemic continues. And there have been some who say, "Isn't this the end of the world?" And we're still here. We don't know the time. We don't know the hour. We do know to stay alert. We do know that there are voices out there saying, "I'm the Messiah." And amid all those voices is that one voice that we need to hear. The voice of Christ calling to us, saying, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." So let us pray with the psalmist. "Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. You will show me the path of life." In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Let us join together in the hymn of the day, Jesus Still Lead On, number 624. Support us, console us, and protect us until we safely stand in that promised land. Let us join together in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal God, you hold firm amid the changes of this world. Hear us now as we pray for the church, the world, and everyone in need. God, our Creator, you show us the path of life. Bless faithful people everywhere with humility as they extend compassion to those who have experienced harm in religious spaces. Cultivate healthy congregations that tell of and enact your reconciling love. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our constant, you love our universe from beginning to end. As the seasons change, protect animals that migrate and hibernate. Bring them safely to a sheltered place and a more abundant season. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our ruler, you write your law on human minds and hearts. Give wisdom to all elected leaders and officials to govern with insight and compassion. Make them mindful of the well-being of all people so that your world will flourish. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God, our stronghold, you are present amid disaster. We pray for those affected by natural disasters. Come to the aid of all survivors of earthquakes, famines, floods, hurricanes, and wildfires, and the first responders who support them. Calm their fear, supply their need, and be the solid ground beneath their feet. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God, our guide, you are greater than we can imagine. Surround congregations with your expansive inclusion. Be present in the midst of disagreements, differences, and questions. Unite people of diverse viewpoints in the love of God. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God, our beginning and our end, your beloved people shine like the brightness of the sky. We thank you for the lives of all who rest in your eternal mercy, from famous saints to the people we have loved. Assure us of your resurrection promise. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And at this time, we lift up to God our prayers, both those that we speak aloud and those that we keep in the quietness of our hearts. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God, our hope and strength, we entrust to you, all for whom we pray. Remain with us always through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of peace. And we thank you for sending in your offering to the church or giving through online banking. Let us join together in our offertory. That we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us for the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Let us sing together our sending song, Soon and Very Soon.